Neville Hart.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Processing. Well, it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It's it has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
He's getting beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown, touchdown, Clemson, Renzo, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. The golden scepter is ours. Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years and their third overall.
Now Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Graham. Like, we are live inside the Priority One Security Studios, where security is a first party. Like Lori Loughlin trying to get her kids into USC, Priority One Security has got us secure right here.
Wake up!
That is the Open of Champions today. That's what I'm talking about right there. Man, oh, man. Like Uncle Jesse's band opening up for a better act, we are underway at the ACC tournament. Wake Forest in Miami with some high-flying ACC action. 90 seconds in, feel it palpable in the sky. It's Miami and Wake Forest, an ACC tradition. Tuesday of the ACC tournament always was a great day, Kelly. That used to be when teams would start arriving. We have games at noon. The ACC tournament.
Kwok, it's a good thing Wake Forest volleyball team isn't playing in a tournament today.
Oh, you should rim shot yourself for that. What up?
I'm going to try to use all of our hotkeys in this first segment. Kwok, what do you think we should call many of the people involved in this scandal, and Becky for one, the other actresses and millionaires, and mainly Southern Cal for having four different employees indicted today? I think we would call them this.
So you're wrong about that, you moron.
You would say moron there.
Morons.
We have Will Vandevort on the show today at 2:05. I thought about getting two guests, maybe some twins, so that we could say we have a full house of guests today. What up? What is this story with Aunt Becky?
Kwok, will you please just cut it out? I mean, and please. Please. I'm trying to teach a lesson here. Do you hear the music? Teach a lesson to these kids.
Right.
About how to not be a criminal and go to jail.
Unbelievable. And Becky and the lady from Desperate Housewives are going to prison. happy
2019.
Tuesday. And somehow people in sports are talking about that.
Well, because it does. It applies to the sports world.
It does.
A lot of coaches were involved. I think you should, could you give us a rundown, maybe for our listeners who are just tuning in, about what in the world is happening with this scandal that just broke? This is why Twitter exists. Days like this, when not high powered, I guess, these two are kind of past their you know, high points of fame, but millionaires who want to try to get their kids into really good schools can just pay their way in.
Well,
we all kind of knew this, but this is really interesting.
Here's the thing. No one could have possibly foreseen this happening today. And I want to say this before we start. There are like jokes about this. You know, like, you give a little kickback. Oh, How'd your daughter get in? Do you have to give the president a little paycheck? Whatever. Like we joke about these things about getting in places. You slip the maitre d' a 20 at the restaurant. Like we joke about this. This is a part of our popular culture. Who knew you could go to jail for it? It's kind of like cheating in college basketball. Will Wade's making offers of varying strengths, but all very strong, to third parties that he's upset with. And he doesn't think for a second, you know what, if somebody hears this, I'm going to jail. Like, these are the two things that we're, this is what we're talking about in college athletics right now. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about things that no one thought could get you put in jail, that could totally get you put in jail. Like, Felicity Huffman, is that her name? Posted bond this morning. She's been arrested. Wake's volleyball coach on administrative leave. The senior women's administrator at USC is on this list.
So not just coaches, administrators as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, the most frou-frou sports ever.
What?
I mean,
let's just call them what they are, right, Quack?
The whitest sports in history are getting popped today. The water polo. You know, USC water polo really has fallen on hard times. Yale water polo with all the fake people in their program really having a hard time.
Quark, you wonder why the Pac-12's overall product has declined. Half of their rosters are made up of invisible people who don't even play the sport. Their parents just pay $500,000 and they get in as a quote-unquote water polo athlete, but they don't even play water polo.
Oh, my goodness. You know, 14 hours ago, Lori Loughlin actually tweeted about her show on the Hallmark Channel, and I feel like it's got a sad ending. It doesn't have the happy ending that movies on. Do movies at the home, they have happy endings, right?
Yes, almost exclusively. There's generally a sad middle. You know, something tragic happens in the middle, but everything's okay at the end. I'm not sure if that's going to happen here, Quack.
I'm going to read this, okay? I'm going to read. This is NBCBayArea.com. All right. There are like 100 of these stories. There's a better one, but I can't find it anymore. Actually, this might be it. Here it is. This is the good one. There are 4 people on this report, okay? This is what happened. Will Wade. Will Wade's like, see, what I did isn't this bad.
Will Wade is loving this because he's no longer the most recent scandal, or even, I would say, the most scandalous scandal, right? This one seems a little more scandalous because we've never really heard of this before on this level. We knew college basketball. We knew there was cheating in college basketball. No one was really shocked by the Will Wade stuff. This is, I thought these headlines were typos. Lori Loughlin and involved in national college admissions. I thought that was a joke. Aunt Becky would never do this. I feel kind of betrayed by Aunt Becky and all of her words of wisdom that I grew up on.
This is from NBCNews.com. NBCNews.com. Tom Winter, Pete Williams, Julia Ainsley, and Rich Shapiro have the story. This is NBCNews.com. Hollywood actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are among at least 40 people charged in a $25 million college entrance exam cheating scheme, according to court documents unsealed Tuesday. The alleged scheme focused on getting students admitted to elite universities as recruited athletes, regardless of their athletic abilities, and helping potential students cheat on their college exams, according to the indictment unsealed in Boston. Loughlin, best known for a role in the sitcom Full House, which, according to a texter, made how much money in syndication?
Texter says $300 million in syndication.
I believe it.
Think about how much Full House, I mean, it was on Nick at Night till what? I don't even know. My entire childhood it was on syndication.
I used to watch it on TBS when I come home from school.
I came to know Full House in syndication. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, new group of kids saw Full House.
I remember when it ended. Like, I watched the very end. We probably watched a few episodes at home. I remember we're living in a rental house when it got canceled, and we didn't really know why. I didn't really know what it meant for a show to get canceled, but all of a sudden, Full House wasn't on anymore.
It was a hard day.
It was upsetting. Very upsetting. So Loughlin, best known for rolling sitcom Full House, and Huffman, who starred in the ABC hit show Desperate Housewives. I can't confirm that. Can you confirm
that?
Yeah. I can't confirm
that. So she also made money, let's be clear, because that show is syndicated.
Oh, yeah. It also has been on for eight trillion years.
And I think it was pretty successful.
How long can those housewives be desperate? How desperate can they be?
As long as it takes.
Well, did Shonda do that one? Is that a Shonda show?
I don't think that was Shonda, but it was kind of a precursor. I think Desperate Housewives really led to great television shows that we all love, like Scandal and others.
Basically, until everyone sleeps with everyone, the show keeps going.
The show can't end.
Until everyone sleeps with everyone, the show keeps going.
And everyone has a near-death experience.
Anyway, both of them were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services fraud. Again, you're paying to get your kid into college. You're not thinking, oh, I've run afoul of federal law. We better keep this under wraps. Like, you're not even watching your back. You just think this is how it's done. Rich people paying rich people. And this guy got really rich. The FBI recorded phone calls involving the celebrities and a cooperating witness. Oh, deep throat.
Is anyone else concerned that it seems like the FBI is spending literally all of its time in college basketball and with rich people getting their kids into college? Is that all the FBI is focused on right now?
You know that if you're not in like the Trump investigation or FBI or college basketball corruption or Aunt Becky paying to get her kids into USC, then you're like the one guy in the basement.
Right.
You get to work on terrorism. And the guy's like, what? No one's in terrorism anymore.
I just feel like we're putting a lot of our resources into these two, the college basketball and this stuff. And I just feel like there maybe are other things we should be focused on, but that's a whole different point.
The FBI recorded phone calls involving the celebrities and a cooperating witness. According to the criminal complaint, representatives for Laughlin and Huffman did not return, blah, 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 whatever. The plot involved students who attended or were seeking to attend Georgetown, Stanford, UCLA, the University of San Diego, because why not, USC, the University of Texas.
Hook 'em. Okay, cool, hook 'em.
I'm sorry. All this makes sense, and then you just think that a five-year-old wrote the sentence and was just looking down the list of random schools. Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. Wake Forest. Which one is not like the others?
Oh, man. Well, Yale is not like some of these either. Yeah. San Diego, Wake Forest, and Yale are definitely the randos in this. Georgetown. Georgetown's prestigious. They got a prestigious law school,
well,
right?
Well, Wake Forest is prestigious. It just, you know, you associate USC, UCLA, those schools, Texas, with big money in big places. So you think maybe it's more likely that fraud could happen. Wake Forest is just little old Wake Forest in Winston-Salem, sleepy Winston-Salem, but they're involved.
Dr. D says the cooperating witness, probably Kardashian.
Chloe.
There's no indication the schools are involved in any of the wrongdoing. In all, 44 people, some of them college coaches, have been charged so far. And there's a list of those. I'll get to those in a second. But they are, like, you wouldn't even know. You would be asking the question, Yale has a water polo team and there's a coach there?
I wouldn't be shocked that Yale has a water polo team.
Well, you know.
Of all institutions to have water polo, Yale, Southern Cal, that makes sense.
True. UCLA, water polo. Even Texas. Anyway, prosecutors said the scheme was masterminded by William Rick Singer, the founder of a for-profit college preparation business based in Newport Beach, California. Parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 per test. Between $15,000 and $75,000 per test for someone else to take the SAT or ACT exams in place of their college-age sons or daughters, according to the court papers. Singer facilitated the cheating by advising students to seek extended time on exams, including by having their children purport to have learning disabilities in order to obtain medical documentation for an SAT, ACT. Singer used the cash to bribe two people who administered the exams, Igor Dvorsky of Los Angeles and Lisa Nikki Williams of Houston. Dvorsky and Williams, in exchange for receiving the payments, allowed Mark Riddell, a Florida man hired by Singer, who also is at IMG Academy, which that should raise some eyebrows right there, to secretly take the test or to replace the children's answers with his own. You've got a director of college preparation or college, whatever, admission at IMG Academy who's doing this? Yeesh. Riddell was paid roughly $10,000 per test, money that was often funneled through a charity account set up by Singer, the indictment says. From 2011 to last month, parents paid Singer roughly $25 million to bribe coaches and university administrators to, quote, designate their children as recruited athletes or other favored admissions categories, close quote. In some cases, Singer's associates created fake athletic profiles in an effort to improve the students' chances of getting accepted by making them appear to be highly successful high school athletes. And there are pictures of Lori Loughlin's two kids, like on rowing machines, is that right, as part of these athletic profiles?
Quack. There's a little more to the story that I just found in regards to one of Lori Loughlin's kids, because she's one of the main people, you know, implicated in this. Apparently her daughter, I don't know her name at this point, I could find it, but this is not the point. She made a YouTube video recently, and this was her quote, Kwok. She has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. She said, "I don't know how much of school I'm really going to attend." But I'm... There's more. "But I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days and partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know." End quote. She said that on her YouTube channel.
Wait a minute.
And her mom paid $500,000 to get her into USC.
That is an outrage. Also, you found a transcript or something of a phone call to try to get somebody in on a water polo scholarship. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, and I can go find it during the break, but the guy said that we're not sure. The names are anonymous, but the person said, you know, "Will this blow up in my face? He's paying for his child to be, quote unquote, you know, a water polo athlete to get into USC." And the person responded and said, I haven't been caught in 24 years. So implying that this has been going on for over 20 years, especially at, I don't know if that's specific to USC or other schools, but the fact that the daughter didn't even really want to go to college. This is insane. This is absolutely insane.
I
just
want to
go for game days. Honey, USC's bad. Do you really want to go for game days? Your football team ain't very good. I mean, I get you want a tailgate, but...
Billy and Anderson says, "Nikki and Alex didn't get into USC on their own? What?"
Oh, man. How rude.
Apparently, the Desperate Housewives, they paid $15,000 to...
That's it?
That's it. That's all. Well, they weren't trying to bribe administrators.
That was just doctoring the SAT scores, right?
Her score was 400 points higher than her PSAT. Her SAT was 1420. PSAT was 1020.
No red flags there?
But here's the thing. Wouldn't that raise a red flag from the NCAA? Like, I guess it really wasn't, they weren't trying to set up that part of it. But I feel like if you got your wires crossed here, then the NCAA would be like, "Hey, these test scores don't look right." Because they check, like, really carefully on that stuff. Right? I mean.
Maybe not as carefully as we thought, Kwok.
This is crazy. Maybe not. Apparently with the second kid, they were like, let's not do this.
Oh, good.
they only did it once. They decided not to.
Well, especially if the first one doesn't even want to go to college.
This is kind of like the FBI investigation on basketball, because do we really think that the schools were just none the wiser? Like, we're talking to Don during the break.
These schools had no idea.
Yeah. Like, what is that?
There are reports that say, and we can get deeper into this, Kwok, but the one I was reading, this was from Reddit, I believe. So they compiled it from somewhere else. But it talked about how with the water polo program at Southern Cal, the money would stay in Southern Cal. That's what it talked about. It was used to subsidize the coaching staff and to pay for some of the coaching staff. They were seen as contractors with this other company.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's what it said.
Oh my gosh, that makes it
even
worse.
There's no way on earth that USC, when their senior women's administrator is being indicted today, that USC was defrauded. There's no way. USC is not a victim here.
Texter from the 864, without explanation, and maybe we should get one, is, "I've watched Lori Loughlin's daughter on YouTube for years. Her name is Olivia Jade."
Okay.
"And I was shocked when she said she was going to USC, because all she talked about was how she hated school and she always seemed a little dumb."
Well,
so now you know why. Yeah. 500,000 reasons
a lot
not
more
to
sense.
Do that. "Hey, impress your friends and family with a clean home. Zero Res brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets. They're just like new. They're using power water, so there's no residue, odors, or toxic chemicals left behind. I wonder if Danny Tanner used Zero Res to clean the carpets over there in San Fran. Call 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res." Back for actual sports. We got to talk a lot of basketball today, a little baseball. We're going to be off tomorrow, so we got 2 days worth of show to get in. More to come. Out of Bounds next.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than drivers rest. Like an F-150 XL with power equipment and sync. Suggested retail at $30,900. Sale price at just $24,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the four generations of Coleman taking care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
That time of year again when everyone is a basketball fan. Join 105.5 The Roar for Madness and Mayhem at Local Q, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. All our hosts will be there giving you all the information you need to fill out your bracket. Mickey, Zach, Brad, Ben, Quark, Kelly, and Walt breaking down the brackets at the tip-off show, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. Local Q on Orchard Park Drive in Greenville. Remember, 21 and older. It's the tip-off show, Local Q on 105.5 The Roar.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is expanding their showroom to now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and King. And yes, you still get your foundation for free. Choose from our increased selection of Serta and Beautyrest models and take your perfect mattress home today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A. Landscaping professionals expect maximum productivity from their equipment, and they'll find it with the line of Ferris zero-turn mowers, available exclusively at Landscaper Supply of Easley. Locally owned and managed, Landscaper Supply of Easley proudly carries Ferris zero-turn mowers, and they invite you to their open house March 13th. Landscaper Supply of Easley, 420 Williams Avenue, off 123, 859-4230. Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway, next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with four on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. That's RelaxFounders.com. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
It's Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
Huddle up, sit up.
Now, back to Kwok and Kelly.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, even in TV. Miss your old familiar friends, but waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's you look.
I'll never belt this song out the same. I won't do it.
It just feels wrong, Clock.
I wonder if when Lori Loughlin's looking around for school, she's like, somebody who needs you. Maybe she's the one that USC needed. Somebody's waiting to carry you home, daughter. Somebody's waiting to carry you to USC, daughter. What's her name? Olivia Jade?
That's her name? I think that's her name, yeah. She didn't even want to go to school. She just wanted to tailgate and take pictures for her Instagram.
Oh.
That's all she wanted.
Unbelievable. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines before we do some other stuff. There's way more on this. I mean, this is corruption up to the highest levels of major athletic departments. There are going to be, like, ADs may get fired for this. There are going to be ripple effects on this, even though they're relatively minor sports. This is a big deal.
It's a lot of
deal.
Money. That's the thing. These may be minor sports, but the money is not minor. We have the Wake Forest information, and this is six figures that's involved with the Wake Forest volleyball program. So we'll get to that.
Do you see the text from Adam and Easley? Do you see?
We've got some good texts.
Do you see I can't even do that justice.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even do that justice. It's the chipmunk. It's the chipmunk saying, anybody got any fraud?
Anybody got any fraud?
I guess it's a woodchuck.
Oh, yeah, woodchuck.
Yeah.
And the Texas men's tennis program, that We have the details of that, too.
Yeah, the same is the same coach for the men and women at Texas, I guess. That's what I saw
really?
Somewhere. They coach the men and the women.
I'll find that out.
Yeah, double check that.
That sounds like something out of 1970.
I know. Dennis Dodd tweeted that he coached them, unless he coached the men and the women at Kansas before he got to Texas.
I'm pretty sure he's just the men's tennis coach.
That would make more sense. That's why I thought
he's
it was
listed
weird.
as the men's tennis coach. He's had a lot of success at Texas.
They're according to the Tech for Nation 4, third-ranked program in the country.
And according to the report, which we'll get to, he was paid cold hard cash in a hotel parking lot.
Will Wade said you should be more careful about cash transactions. Let's go to our man Dean, who joins us right now. 654 Roar's a number. What's up, Dean?
Hey, Clark. I'm going to tell you, I'm ready for some sports talk.
Yeah, right?
Hey, but I'm going to be honest with you. If my mom and dad paid that kind of money, I would not expect to have to take tests.
Correct.
So that ought to be included in the money, I would think.
Yeah, look, I think if you're just paying for an experience there, if your parents pay for an experience and they're going above and beyond just the academic requirements, then I don't mind taking it that extra step and going, heck, I'm not going to class. Mom and dad will take care of it.
Hey, did you say if you give a hostess a $20 bill to move up in line, that's against the law?
No, I'm just saying that's how we joke about kickbacks. Like, we joke about stuff. No.
I was starting to get nervous.
Well, hey, I'm getting a little nervous on that one.
Hey, but now let me tell you. Now let's talk baseball.
All right.
What about this baseball team? Hey, I was in Columbia last Sunday, and then I was in Clemson this past Saturday. Baseball is one of those sports that one game don't mean nothing till the end, does it?
That's correct. That's why we have series. That's why you don't play one-game playoffs. You have series, you have regionals where it's double elimination because everybody can have a bad day. And I'll say this about baseball, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I want to get into it more today. When you have sort of a deflating loss and you come out and get good pitching on Tuesday, and you come out, you get good pitching on Saturday, good pitching again on Saturday, good pitching again on Sunday, and the issue before was Sunday, or was pitching last weekend with South Carolina in terms of the starters and the way that they were unable to stretch the game out, it underscores that just because you have a couple bad weekends doesn't mean that that's who your team is. You know, the sample size of 9 or 10 games is not big enough. And we saw that with North Carolina. They were third in the country, D1 baseball. Now they're down to 15 because the sample size was too small. Clemson really put it to, I mean, Clemson, I'm not sure Clemson was a better team in all three games appreciably, but by and large, over the course of the season, inning by inning by inning, Clemson was a much better team this weekend than North Carolina was.
Hey, I interviewed a couple of North Carolina fans after the game, and I told them, I said, look, this was three totally different wins for Clemson.
That's right.
I said, which one of them hurt them? And every one of them said that last second bomb.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It was the hurt one.
The first game, to me, is just kind of fluky. You know, like that was a very evenly played game. I mean, North Carolina was up, yes, but, it was never a huge lead, and neither team probably felt super good about it. And it was just it was kind of a fluky deal there at the end. You can kind of take that one. The second one where you're down to your last out and you give up a double and a bomb, up a run, that one hurts. Mm-hmm. I could totally see that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. Now let me tell you about a fundraiser.
All right.
Friday night, I'm down. You've been to the Loom before, so you know what an awesome place it is.
Yes, sir.
Friday night, we have Todd Boyd's annual foundation gala. I think last year our MC might have been your sidekick.
I believe so. Yeah. That's correct.
Okay. But Friday night, we have one. This year, I guess you must have basketball or something because this year's Jane Robolo is the MC.
Yes.
So that's two on the same scale. But Friday night, 7 to 10, we have it. They put like 10 tickets on sale, individual tickets. It's booked. I mean, this has turned into a baby Dabo Swinney All-In Ball.
Oh, wow.
Everybody wants to come support Taj. I understand there's going to be a number 13 here. I hadn't confirmed it yet, but there was a guy played at Clemson, number 13, and finally he gets to come to these cool things.
Ah, yes. So, that's true.
So there's still a couple of tickets left, and you can get on Taj's gala. You can go to my website or the Hat's website, get your tickets, and don't miss it Friday night. So, hey, Taj will probably, I'm sure Taj will be calling you to talk about it. So.
Very good. We're looking forward to it.
All right, man. Good to see you.
Good stuff. Yeah. Take care, Dean. Yep. Hope it goes well Friday
Have
for sure. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Dean Cox joined us here on the program. That's good stuff. The Taj Boyd Gala. That thing is a big event. You were there last year.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And to say what Dean just said about Jane Robolo and me is utterly false. So that's funny. To say that we're on the same level is hilarious. I'm sure she'll do an awesome, awesome job. I do have some basketball responsibilities working the Big South tournament, so very excited for that. But I hope that the gala goes really well because it was a lot of fun last year.
We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff today. We got callers on 654 NFL free agency, certainly. Basketball right now. Miami and Wake Forest playing in a downright back and forth struggle, knockdown, drag out the bottom of the ACC standings.
That's how I feel almost every game goes on Tuesday of the ACC tournament. It's just a slugfest. It's a slugfest between these teams.
I'd rather
all
have
four wins
than like 70-45. I'd rather at least be close.
The slugfests are fun, but that's basically what you get. Also, Kwok, because we're not on tomorrow, because men's basketball will be on. That game's a 12 noon tip, I believe.
It is.
11:30
yes.
pregame. So we'll be off. We're going to have to give you a couple hump day headlines today. And of course, we really started with the ultimate hump day headline. This scandal is just absurd. So we already gave you that, but we have a few more in store as well.
This hour brought to you by our friends at Harrys.com. Join the 10 million who've tried Harrys. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use the code OOB at Harrys.com. Do I look more groomed today? Do I look better groomed?
You do, yes.
Harry's a big part of that, okay? I got my hair cut today, shaved the beard, and trimmed the beard, shaved with Harry's. It is a wonderful tool because you don't have to pay up for overpriced, over-designed, and under-delivering razors anymore. Now you get a simple process at a fair price that's half the price of your Gillette Fusion Pro Shield or other replacements. They've received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. It's simple. It's clean. The other products, the cream, the shave gel, the aftershave, all that stuff is exceptionally good. And for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of this show. You get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code OOB at Harry's.com. You get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code OOB at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code OOB at checkout to claim your offer and tell them that we sent you because that's how you support the show. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone line. 654-ROAR is the number. Robert is up with us next. What's up, Robert?
Hey, I'm enjoying y'all's show.
Thank you, sir.
Today. And general question. I just heard on, I don't know if it was ESPN or what, Michael Bennett, they said it's going to sit in the locker room while the national anthems play. How do you think that will affect the team being the Patriots? And also, how do you look about the Patriots' overall free agency and draft picks? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, Robert. We appreciate it. I have not seen that report, but it is not shocking to me that Michael Bennett might do something crazy during national anthem. I think a lot of that has kind of blown over, honestly. I mean, did we hear a lot about it this year? It wasn't that big of a deal this year, right?
And they don't show the anthem anymore.
Right. I mean,
so.
Eric Reed was signed by the Panthers, and other than speaking out on some stuff post-game, I mean, he didn't do any kind of annex. We saw it a little bit on the field. I think a few people got mad. It wasn't a big controversy this year, though. And so I've always said, if you want to stay in the locker room, that's fine. Honestly, if you want to kneel, that's fine. Let the free market sort it out. If people don't like that, then they'll stop coming to games. And if they keep coming to games, then it'll be a license for the players to do what they want. The market's going to sort this thing out, you know, either way. As far as New England in free agency and whatnot, this is just a classic. It's a classic Patriots offseason. where they've got a million bajillion draft picks. They've let guys walk. Now, they didn't get Adam Humphries. They wanted Adam Humphries, and they got in a bidding war with the Titans for Humphries, who signed 4 years, $36 million to Tennessee.
Can we just pause for a second and think about what you just said? Adam Humphries signs a four-year, $36 million deal in the National Football League. This guy caught three touchdowns in his entire career at Clemson. Three.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
Undrafted.
I feel like people aren't spending enough time on this because this is just, it's incredible what he's done and what he's made himself into. Was he a contributor at Clemson? Was he a valuable part of those teams? Of course. But he was probably, what, the fifth most talked about receiver during that time? If you think of Nuke, Sammy, Martavis Bryant, even Jerron Brown, guys like that, Sherron Peak, of those teams he was on? This is just mind-blowing to me that he has turned himself into this kind of pro.
He became a reliable weapon for Jameis Winston. It was really Mike Evans and then him a lot of games.
Yeah.
He became a third weapon with Cameron Brate, particularly when Fitzpatrick was playing. Cameron Brate became a big part of the offense at tight end. But Humphries in the red zone was money. He produced pretty well. And the Titans need receivers badly. To put with Mariota, because Corey Davis has the dropsies and nobody else in that receiving core is really that good at all.
NBC Sports Boston is talking about, you talk about the Pats needing depth at the slot and they were looking at Humphries. Cole Beasley is a name that's being thrown around there.
As long as it's not Hunter Renfro, I'm good with it. As long as Hunter Renfro is not drafted there.
If they don't sign Cole Beasley, Renfro would be a perfect fit, Kwok.
Don't do it. Basically, a lot of the high-priced guys...
You don't want Renfro to have success and win rings, Kwok? Put your own personal feelings aside for the good of his career.
No.
You don't.
I do not, no.
You don't want Renfro to have success and win rings.
Of course not.
That's terrible.
Not if it is with the Patriots. No. I hope that he gets traded or signed somewhere else. They traded for Michael Bennett. They trade a seventh-round draft pick, or they trade a fifth-round draft pick. They got Bennett in a seventh-round pick. That's really not going to do anything but help them. They got all kinds of good. They got all kinds of good returns because they basically just let their guys walk. So they got money sitting around now instead of paying a lot of the guys that were with them last year. You're talking about the left tackle. There are a lot of different guys that had to some degree been with the Patriots for a number of years. Who are not there anymore because of the Trent Brown is the left tackle. 4 years, $66 million with the Raiders. Because of this, their philosophy, they essentially are going through free agency like they do all the time. So that's why I say it's a good offseason for them because they're doing what they always do.
Well, you didn't even mention Dwayne Allen.
Didn't mention Allen at all. I didn't mention who was the other one? The pass rusher. His name's escaping me right now. You had Trey Flowers. Trey Flowers, the other one that signed with the Lions, 5 years, somewhere in the $80 to $85 million range. But Flowers, another really good player. But they let him. They always let these guys walk. These defensive players. Danny Amendola is with the Lions now. Basically, they're letting Matt Patricia sign all the guys that they didn't want to pay. That's what's happening with them.
What do you think of Dwayne Allen going to Miami?
I mean, I think it's fine. I think he's more of an H-back now. He's less of a true tight end. I think New England found that. Even in Indianapolis, he was being used a lot to block and not as much to go out and catch passes. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of these big signings. If you don't know how the Patriots operate, then you might say they're losing a lot. But they always let their big money free agents walk, especially on defense. And they just draft and get replacements, and everything goes on as scheduled. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more to come. Out of Bounds, Hour 1 continues. We'll go back to the Northland Communication phone lines when we return.
This Wednesday night, the Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to host Coastal Carolina in an important midweek contest. The pregame show will begin at 5:30 p.m. with first pitch at 6 p.m. right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every minute of Clemson baseball as the road to Omaha continues. Right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Graceland Portable Buildings of Pickens is committed to providing high-quality buildings at a great deal, offering buildings for any need, utility sheds for storage, workshops, cabins with front porches, even large garage buildings with roll-up doors. Manufactured to last, Graceland's buildings come with warranties, free delivery, free setup, and the best rent-to-own program in the business. Visit the sales lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens or call 864-898-9569.
Landscaper Supply of Easley is your source for Ferris zero-turn mowers, the best mowers for max productivity. Landscaping pros rely on Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley for getting the job done, and they're manufactured in Maiden, North Carolina. As a landscaping company, you can trust Ferris zero-turn mowers. Come to the open house March 13th, 420 Williams Avenue off 123, 859-4230. Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
It's time for spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit familydollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
It's Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
Okay, so, you know, huge fan. I love your work.
Now, back to Kwok and Kelly.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
It's totally unrelated. Totally unrelated story from USA Today, Scott Gleason. Former Pennsylvania basketball coach Jerome Allen testified to taking around $300,000 in wire transfer bribes from a Florida businessman in exchange for getting the man's son into the university with a priority basketball slot. This guy's now with the Celtics, and an assistant at Penn, who's now at Auburn, was also implicated in his testimony.
But this isn't even the current thing.
No, this is part of a Medicare and Medicaid fraud investigation.
Oh, my gosh.
From July that caught the coach on wiretaps making the deal with the healthcare executive, Philip Esformis, I think.
Basically, wherever you look, you will find fraud.
Basically, yes. That's
when
what
it comes to college athletics and admissions.
Unbelievable. We got more on this. This is, again, ADs are going to get fired over this. I can over 0.5 ADs are going to get fired. At least one.
The Southern
ADs
Cal.
Lynn Swann's getting fired.
How on earth can you not know that your SWA, your senior women's administrator, which if you don't know, that's basically an AD has kind of two right-hand people. one oversees the men's sports, one oversees the women's sports. There's no way you could not have known everything that was happening with that SWA.
Just wait. Just wait. Some of this stuff is unbelievable. Let's go to Brad on the North Communication phone line. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Just want to talk Wofford for a second. I'm only one grad. They didn't play their best game by any means last night, but they found a way to pull it out. Cork, I know you follow this type of stuff pretty closely, so I was curious, where you see them seated, what region they might be in. And then I also wondered, it seems like Vandy's probably going to have an opening. I would imagine there's a good chance Wake may also have an opening. And I'm just curious if you see Mike Young being a strong candidate for one of these openings.
You know, those are two good questions, Brad. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Looking at Lenardi's bracket for Furman, he didn't update after yesterday's action. But Wofford, again, very solidly in the tournament. I would think they'd probably be in the 5-6-7 range. Lenardi has them as a 7 seed right now. The BPI would have them as a 5 seed. And KenPom would have them as a 5 seed.
Really?
Yes. So you could end up with Wofford as like a Butler type team in a 5-12 game. Or a Wichita State type team in a 5-12 game.
I'd be kind of surprised if they're a 5 seed.
That would
be pretty surprising to me.
A little bit.
A 7 sounds about right.
You know what's crazy about Mike Young is I don't see him leaving Wofford, really.
I actually had the pleasure of talking with him a little bit when I did that Wofford men's game. And first of all, great guy. You know, just really enjoyed talking with him at Shoot Around. And I just got the impression that he really loved where he was. He really loved being at Wofford. They just built that new facility and it is beautiful. And he said, you know, it's a great tool in recruiting. Wofford is such a small school that a majority of those students are athletes. The students really seem to care about basketball. Basketball is a big deal at Wofford.
They took 8 buses to Asheville with Wofford students.
They packed that place out. He can have a lot of success there. He's already had a lot of success there. He's not, you know, I just don't feel like he's a guy that's looking to move. I didn't get that vibe from him. Now, who knows? I don't know him that well at all. So he could be, but I feel like he loves where he is at Wofford.
I'm not sure Vandy's coming open. They're 0-18 in the SEC. They also lost their best player who then decided he wasn't coming back this year. I think they should have had a better year, but Bryce Drew hadn't been there that long. They need to give him just a little bit of time.
Is that his second year at
I think
Vandy?
It's his second, maybe his third, but he hadn't been there very long at all. But the Wake Forest one is interesting.
Because think of schools that are pretty similar.
It's a
Wofford
similar spot.
And Wake Forest are similar. Now, one of them, you're recruiting to a really good academic school and a small school, but you're not playing in the SoCon. You're playing in the ACC, and that can be a very difficult thing. But it does seem like he would know how to navigate that type of school and that type of climate, you know?
Speaking of Wake Forest, they're down 3. Danny Manning may be out, he could be out this week, honestly.
I just want Danny Manning to show some emotion. I just want to see that he actually cares or that he actually ever smiles or gets mad. I just don't know he's capable of emotion. I literally do not know if Danny Manning is capable of showing emotion. That's my concern with him. He never gets fired up.
He's waited several games this year. I've watched him. He waits too long to call timeouts. He just lets his players play through and they're not capable of doing that. He's got a very young team, but I don't see that thing going much of anywhere. I don't think they're a well-coached team. I don't think he does a very good job preparing them for games. They don't play like a well-coached team. They don't have the hallmarks of a well-coached team. They don't take great shots. They run some decent stuff offensively. I don't think they guard in a way that's sound. I think they guard kind of willy-nilly, haphazardly. It feels a lot like an AAU team in a lot of ways, especially watching them on defense. I'm not buying that viability long-term for Danny Manning, and I think this is the time. New AD, John Curry, this is the time to make a change right here.
One thing to keep in mind with Wofford is Fletcher McGee, who I think most people around here know who Fletcher McGee is, but he's arguably the best shooter in the country. He's about to break the all-time three-point record in NCAA history.
Yeah.
Because he has another game or two. I think he's two threes away. So he's incredible. He's a senior. So this is his last year. And same with Cam Jackson, their big man inside, who's a very good player for Wofford. He's a senior. So those two players are moving on. He still has a decent core left. Nathan Hoover really won that game for them last night with how he played down the stretch. But maybe that's part of it, is one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player that he coached there, Fletcher McGee, will be moving on. Maybe he sees it as a chance to move on. But from what I know about Mike Young, he's also been at Wofford for 30 years overall. He was an assistant there before he became the head coach.
Yeah.
This is his 17th season as the head coach. Does that sound like a guy that is just going to move on to a bigger job at any given moment?
No.
His wife's a Wofford grad. I mean, you could read his bio. It just screams Wofford.
You know who might be an interesting fit at Wake Forest? Wes Miller, the coach that Wofford beat last night.
The UNCG coach.
Young, former Tar Heel.
I thought he had a great plan. His guys just didn't make shots down the stretch, but I thought he had a great plan for Wofford.
Well, they slowed him down coming up the floor with that. It was a weird play because they weren't even trying to get turnovers. They literally were just trying to slow him down with that three-quarter court, 1-3-1. Then they dropped back.
They kept switching up defenses. He kept subbing all the time. UNCG had been blown out by Wofford the previous two meetings.
Like 30 points.
In the SoCon. Yeah. So, and UNCG really pushed Wofford last night. If you didn't watch the game, it's not like Wofford just coasted to the SoCon championship in that game. But yeah, I think he could be an interesting candidate at Wake Forest.
I mean, if Vandy makes a move, you could do that. You could see a fit there perhaps. But like you said, it would be nice if they called him. I mean, if I'm Wake Forest, why would you not call him? He's been at Wofford for a little while, but what he's done at Wofford is remarkable.
He's going to get calls. It's just a matter of if he wants to move on. Yeah.
Miami is up 3 at the half over Wake. I think they were, I said to lay the points, and now I forget how many points I was laying with them. Like 7.5, I think. 7.5. I got a text from a buddy of mine that says this, and this is about the, I'm just seeing this now. It says, people are just now understanding that if you have money and give it to schools, your kid will magically get in. No kidding. It is kind of weird how this is what I said at the beginning. This huge scandal that everyone's talking about because Lori Loughlin and Becky from Full House and the lady from Desperate Housewives, one of those ladies, Felicity, what's her face, that they are both embroiled in this. We are caring about it more from the sports standpoint because a lot of administrators and coaches are being indicted, put on leave, fired, suspended, whatever you want to call it today, because of all this stuff.
I totally understand that rich people have been paying or giving money to a school to get their kids in since higher education came into existence in this country. That being said, what's different here is that some of these coaches are getting kickbacks for letting kids gain admittance into these schools as a quote-unquote volleyball athlete or as a crew athlete or as a water polo athlete, and they never have any intention of playing those sports.
That's right.
But they get in because they're using athletics as a way to get these kids into school. That's the difference. That is what's so scandalous about this. And the fact that the coaches are getting paid. The Wake Forest volleyball coach, the Texas tennis coach, we have these stories for you. We have the details. It's crazy. The Texas tennis coach is getting basically a briefcase full of cash in a hotel parking lot for helping get a big booster's kid into school who never played competitive tennis.
And like you said, a big part of this as well is that a lot of the money there, because you've got someone who's purportedly on scholarship who's not using any funds, so the money there is subsidizing a lot of the program. It stays in the program. It stays there on campus. There's some ways to do this where the school gets to profit basically because it shows expenses that it's not making. Like you don't need to, once they get in, you don't need to subsidize that, but you're going to keep the kickbacks there. Really, really fascinating stuff. We'll get back into that in hour two. Also in hour two, we got some update headlines. We want to talk a little bracket, a little bubble. We've got some, we've got a little bit of movement in some of the tournaments that Clemson needed teams to do well. Wofford is one.
That was a big time win last night for Wofford. Not just for Wofford, but for Clemson. That was good. Even though, don't you think the SoCon has a chance? A sliver of a chance to get a second team in?
You got a slim chance
to me, UNCG doesn't have the top-line resume, and they haven't played well enough to get in. Furman doesn't quite have the quality wins to get in. I see both of them in the NIT. I see both of them in the NIT. And maybe ETSU and NIT, too.
I think Furman has the quality wins. They just have played a bajillion quad four games.
That's the thing.
Which is the problem.
That's the thing. Yeah, they got the Villanova win and some good wins in their league, but you're right about that. More on this scandal, brackets, and baseball